From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Rescuers in central Italy are scrambling to get people possibly trapped in buildings damaged by a strong earthquake early Wednesday that caused widespread damage to areas near the epicenter, killing at least 10 people. The U.S. Geological Survey put the magnitude at 6.2, with an epicenter about 10 kilometers southeast of the town of Norcia. The quake was felt across a broad section of central Italy, including the capital Rome, where people and homes in the historic center felt a long swing followed by aftershocks. Turkey used airstrikes and artillery fire Wednesday to try and push Islamic State fighters from the Syrian border town of Jarablus. The operation comes a day after the foreign minister said Turkey would give every kind of support to fighting the Islamic State in the areas around Jarablus. Denying the militants access to the border cuts off a potential route for supplies and bringing in fighters. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met Tuesday with Nigeria's top Muslim leader. Chris Stein has the story.
Defeating Boko Haram and other extremist groups elsewhere in Africa will take more than military force, Kerry said.
To win the struggle for the future, nations need to do more than just denounce bankrupt, dead-end ideologies that the terrorists support. They also have to offer their citizens an alternative that is better.
Kerry said corruption must be curbed. That is a major issue in Nigeria, where two-thirds of the people live in poverty in one of Africa's top oil producers and biggest economies. Chris Stein, Sokoto, Nigeria.
The U.S. and Japan are condemning North Korea's launch of a ballistic missile from a submarine off its coast on the east on Wednesday. South Korean defense officials say the missiles flew over and into the Sea of Japan. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe called the missile firing an unforgivable act that damages regional peace and stability. Abe said Japan will deal with it resolutely and in cooperation with the U.S., South Korea, and the U.N. The U.N. Security Council resolutions prohibit North Korea's use of ballistic missiles. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama is back in Washington after visiting sections of southern Louisiana earlier Tuesday, where flooding has forced thousands of people out of their homes.
What I want the people of Louisiana to know is that you're not alone on this. Even after the TV cameras leave, the whole country is going to continue to support you and help you until we get folks back in their homes and lives are rebuilt.
Storms and floods early this month have claimed the lives of at least 13 people. Tens of thousands of people have sought temporary shelter. The American Red Cross describes the flooding as the largest natural disaster to hit the United States since Hurricane Sandy in 2012. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump is vowing to fix problems confronting minority voters. Speaking in the southwestern state of Texas, Trump says he has the antidote to stop crime.
I want every African-American parent in this country and all parents in this country to be able to raise their children in safety with rates of crime, with rates of poverty like you've just heard. What do you have to lose? I will fix the problem. We will fix it.
Meantime, Trump's rival, Republican, make that Democrat, Hillary Clinton, attended multiple fundraisers Tuesday in California, speaking to a group of children on one stop, but making no public statements. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is warning that there are no global treaties to prevent biological weapon attacks. Speaking Tuesday to the Security Council in New York, Ban said the world is not adequately prepared to deal with such an attack. He urged the council to look at ways to strengthen Resolution 1540, which set up barriers to keep weapons of mass destruction out of the hands of non-state actors, a diplomatic term for terrorists. And U.S. firefighters in two western states are continuing to battle wildfires being stoked by hot, dry winds. The fires force residents to flee their homes in Southern California and the state of Washington. Washington's governor declared a state of emergency in 20 counties near the smoke-shrouded city of Spokane as firefighters' reinforcements arrived in the area. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.